At the post-signing news conference last week, the governor made his argument for what he vetoed and why.
When I looked at local projects, I wanted to see, you know, is there a real connection to an overall state policy? And there were in some instances. I mean, you know, we were very supportive of a lot of water projects throughout the state because I think that that's reinforcing my overall policy.
The budget provides $400 million for Everglades restoration, $100 million for springs restoration, $50 million for water quality improvements, and $25 million to combat red tide and blue-green algae.
I think it's a fiscally responsible budget. I think we put taxpayers first, but I think the key issues that Floridians care about, things like environment, things like education, things like transportation, you know, we were there to really make a difference.
DeSantis added that if he thought something was more properly done at the city or county levels, then unless there was some other reason, those governments should take the reins on them. He also claims to overseeing the development of a larger budget than any other first-year Florida governor.
Basically, I took a look at it and tried to make the best decisions that I could. I've said that we would be under $91 billion, and we are under $91 billion. You know, I just tried to apply, you know, some of the criteria that I mentioned and let the chips fall where they may.
More than $4.5 million for Escarosa were removed from projects in the two counties, including $1.5 million for the ST Engineering Campus expansion at Pensacola International Airport.
It was disappointing. We worked hard to get the $1.5 million in the ST project. It's a $210 million project.
But Pensacola City Administrator Chris Hawley adds that the state has been very, very helpful when it comes to the ST project.
Hard to criticize a $1.5 million veto when they came forward, you know, with additional FDOT money several months back. We have that $5 million difference between available funds that we've gotten committed and the final budget.
Despite the fiscal setback, Hawley says the expansion project is moving forward to the next step and is still expected to create more than 1,300 jobs when it begins operation in 2022.
Still about ready to start interviewing for the company that will actually build the hangars. We haven't gotten final design, and until you have a final design and a construction estimate, that you really don't know what your budget is. So even though we say 210, you know, that number could be different, less or more.
The project has a 5-year time frame for build out, which Hawley says is plenty of time to go back to the legislature next year and present their case once again.
I think we just, you know, have new governor and a new governor's office staff, and I think they just felt like they'd kind of given it the office already this year, and they had asked us a few questions about the project and we tried to explain those. So I think we just have a little bit more educating to do.
On the plus side, the city appears to be close to obtaining a federal grant along with other possible state revenue sources.
The governor's closing fund has funded this project, and we can always go back and request additional funds there. We have plenty of time to go back and fill that $5 million delta, but we were disappointed on the ST funding.
Meanwhile, Santa Rosa County got hit with $2.5 million in vetoes involving a number of projects, such as a new courthouse, I-10 Industrial Park, and the Midway Fire District. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.